Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today for stranded passengers. US-Israeli forces strike Iran's nuclear sites. Israel hits around 60 targets of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Midterm elections officially begin in the United States with primaries in Texas, North Carolina and Arkansas in the backdrop of Iran war. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa to take on New Zealand in first semi-final clash in Kolkata this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Crown Prince of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Khalid Al Hamad Al Mubarak Al Sabah, over phone yesterday and condemned violation of Kuwait's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He said India stands with Kuwait's people in this difficult hour. During the conversation, Mr. Modi stressed the significance of dialogue and diplomacy in restoring regional peace and stability. In a social media post, Mr. Modi appreciated the Kuwaiti leadership's continued support to ensure safety and well-being of the Indian community in Kuwait. The Prime Minister also spoke to the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed firm solidarity with Qatar. Both leaders emphasized the urgent need to restore peace and stability in the region through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi also spoke with Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, and exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. He condemned the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Both leaders agreed that sustained diplomatic engagement is essential for earliest restoration of regional peace and stability. The Indian Airlines are set to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today to facilitate the movement of stranded passengers in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said in a statement that Indian carriers are planning to operate 58 flights today, including 30 by IndiGo and 23 by Air India and Air India Express. The ministry said that it is continuously monitoring the evolving airspace situation in parts of West Asia and its impact on international flights operations. Till date, 1,221 flights by Indian carriers and 388 flights by foreign carriers have been cancelled due to the ongoing situation. The ministry also asserted that it is in continuous touch with airlines and is closely monitoring airfares to ensure that there is no undue surge in ticket prices during this period. It added that all airlines have been advised to maintain transparent communication with passengers and ensure adherence to regulatory requirements concerning refunds, rescheduling, and passenger assistance. The conflict in West Asia has entered its fifth day as joint Israeli-US forces struck Tehran's nuclear sites, while Iran also launched fresh drone attacks. As per latest reports, Israel used its intelligence to strike Iran's nuclear weapons development site in Tehran, removing a key component of the Iranian regime's capability to develop nuclear weapons. Israel said that since the start of the operation, its air force neutralized around 300 Iranian missile launchers. It further said that as part of the defensive effort, the Israeli Air Force continues to conduct successive waves of strikes against the Iranian regime's ballistic missile arrays and air defense systems. Israel has also intensified its airstrikes in Lebanon as it hit around 60 targets related to Hezbollah. The sites struck by Israel include weapons storage facilities, missile launchers, command centers, and additional terrorist infrastructure belonging to Hezbollah and Hamas in the Tyre and Sidon areas of Lebanon. Moreover, US President Donald Trump said in a Truth Social post that since the launch of Operation Epic Fury, over 9,000 Americans safely returned to the US from the West Asia region. On the other hand, Iran has continued its strikes on several countries in West Asia. The United Arab Emirates UAE's Ministry of Defense said that its air defense systems intercepted 11 ballistic missiles and 123 drones yesterday, while one missile landed within the country's territory without causing any human casualties. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said that US has entered a war of choice on behalf of Israel and there was never any so-called Iranian threat. US President Donald Trump has threatened to end trade with Spain, citing a lack of support over the US and Israeli attack on Iran and the European nation's resistance to increase its NATO spending. The US President's comments came a day after Spanish Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez said his country would not allow the US to use the bases in southern Spain in any strikes not covered by the United Nations Charter. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The midterm elections have officially begun in the US with primaries in Texas, North Carolina, and Arkansas in the backdrop of Iran war. In these primaries, voters in the United States determine which candidates will represent the major Republican and Democratic political parties in the November midterm elections, when control of Congress and state houses around the country will be up for grabs. The polls kicked off just 4 days after the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran, sparking a regional war that has seen Iran launch retaliatory strikes across the Middle East. U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, told lawmakers that nearly 30 lakh illegal immigrants have left the United States during President Donald Trump's second term as a result of stepped-up enforcement. That total includes 22 lakhs that have voluntarily left and returned back to their native countries and more than 6 lakh detainments and deportations. She said border enforcement metrics have shifted sharply. French President Emmanuel Macron has ordered France's nuclear-powered aircraft carrier to move from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean to help protect Allied assets during the war in the Middle East. Macron said the Charles de Gaulle carrier will be escorted by frigates and its air wing. In a pre-recorded speech on French TV, Macron added that Rafale fighter jets, air defense systems and airborne radar systems have been deployed over the past few hours in the Middle East. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time. India will face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The Festival of Colours, Holi, is being celebrated in India and across the world today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of spring season. Holi gives the message of equality and fraternity as all sections of society, irrespective of caste, creed, colour, age and sex, celebrate it with great enthusiasm. On this day, people smear each other with colours, exchange greetings and savour sweets on the occasion. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks with leaders of Kuwait, Qatar and Oman, condemns violation of their sovereignty and territorial integrity amid West Asia conflict. Indian Airlines to operate 58 flights between India and Gulf region today for stranded passengers. US Israeli forces strike Iran's nuclear sites. Israel hits around 60 targets of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Midterm elections officially begin in United States with primaries in Texas, North Carolina and Arkansas in the backdrop of Iran war. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa to take on New Zealand in first semi-final clash in Kolkata this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.